This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about the backup show. And what do I mean by the backup show? Well, when you're traveling, specifically if you're traveling on an airplane, this can happen. Your show gets lost. These days, before, you could probably usually carry most of your show on board the airplane with you, but these days it's a little bit difficult to carry a lot of unusual items onto the airplane. So everything gets checked under, and if you have connections or whatever, luggage gets lost. Also, if you are traveling by other means, things can happen. Things can get stolen. Things can get lost again. It's always good to have prepared a backup show, and this is what I have. I have what's called my backup show, and there are a few items, of course, that you can always carry with you on your body, and that's things like cards, and I'm talking mostly backup for, you know, a parlor type show, close-up as well, but I have designed a show that I can quickly put together if I go to a 100 yen shop here in Japan, or a dollar shop in North America, or any shop that's very cheap. I can put together a quick show in the case of my props and my luggage getting lost. And there are many effects and many books that have stuff that you could use as a backup. Some effects that are good that this are for that are part of my regular show. Torn and Restored Newspaper, Gene Anderson's, is a perfect example where it's something that you can set up, you can get the items very, very fast and set up the great effect. So that is the kind of items you want to think about. You want to look around and some stuff that you don't particularly do in your regular show, but you can easily put together in the case of an emergency. This is like the old Boy Scout thing, and it can help in a pinch. In other ways is you go to a show and your show doesn't fit in the area, and you have this backup show where you can quickly run out to the store, convenience store, and get some of the stuff and put together a different show with smaller items that will fit into a certain location. And so what I recommend you do is to do some research and put together some kind of backup show. It doesn't have to be everything, a full show. There are things that you can take with you, or, you know, cards, newspapers, ropes, things that you can quickly get access to and put together a, you know, 15-20 minute act in the case of an emergency. Or you go to a show and you find out that you are scheduled to do two shows for the same audience and you didn't bring in extra materials. Well, you can go out and get extra parts and mix two shows together. Anyways, that's my little talk today, a little bit of advice. So make sure you try to or think about making up a backup show in case you come across that kind of emergency. Until next time, I'm Aaron Jones Magician, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic, or at my website at aaronjones.com. Until next time, have a good one.